Welcome, everybody, to Talk Black and Give Back. This month, we dedicated our time to honoring Black History Month, a time to reflect on the legacy of resilience, strength, and sacrifice that has shaped our community and our nation. Today, we're focused on the unwavering commitment of those who gave their lives to build a better future for Black people and the ongoing struggle for true equality. We begin with Medgar Evers, a name that echoes with courage and profound sacrifice. Medgar Evers, a World War II veteran, dedicated his life to the fight for civil rights in Mississippi. He understood that the battleground was not just in the halls of power, but in the hearts and minds of everyday people. He registered voters, organized boycotts, and investigated acts of violence against Black citizens. His work was dangerous, but he never wavered. On June 12, 1963, Medgar Evers was assassinated in his own driveway, a brutal act of violence intended to silence his voice. But his death did not silence the movement. Instead, it fueled the fire, igniting a nation outraged and strengthening the resolve of those fighting for justice. Medgar Evers' sacrifice reminds us that freedom is not free. It is bought with the blood, sweat, and tears of those who dare to dream of a better world. Medgar Evers was not alone. He stands alongside countless other Black ancestors who gave their lives in the pursuit of justice. From the countless victims of lynchings to the leaders who stood on the front lines, their sacrifices paved the way for the progress we've made. We remember those who fought for the right to vote, to attend integrated schools, to simply exist without fear. We honor their memory by continuing this fight. Now we're going to pause for a minute just in reflection of all of those who we lost along the way in our fight for equality. So we're just going to pause for a minute and reflect. Now, as we reflect on these sacrifices, we must also address the ongoing struggle for equality. We are still fighting for basic rights, for dignity, for a society that truly values Black lives. James Baldwin, a brilliant writer and social critic, once said, "We can disagree and still love each other unless our disagreement is rooted in my oppression and denial of my humanity and right to exist." Well, in short, this is still something that we're fighting for, our basic rights to exist in this world. Our dignity is constantly getting taken away, and we're still fighting for a right to exist. James Baldwin's words resonate deeply. We believe in love and unity, in the power of community, but we're tired. I'm tired of having to justify our existence, tired of fighting for the same rights our ancestors fought for decades ago. We love everyone, but we're simply exhausted from the constant battles for basic rights. It is time to reap what our ancestors have sown. They planted seeds of hope, of resilience, of unwavering belief in a better future. We had so many people that sacrificed so that their children would not have to. But here we are, back in the same place. We must cultivate those seeds and nurture them and bring forth a harvest of justice and equality. This is not just about the past. It's about the present and the future for our children. We must continue to dismantle systematic racism, to challenge injustice, and to create a world where all Black people can thrive. Let's honor the legacy of Medgar Evers and all of our ancestors by committing to action. Let's register voters where we can. Let's get out and vote. Let's utilize the voice that our ancestors gave us. So let's get out and register voters. Let's support Black-owned businesses. Let's advocate for policy changes and amplify the voices of those who are still fighting for justice. One of my favorites right now, you know, is oh my gosh, it just slipped my mind just because I'm talking about her. Jasmine Crockett. Oh my goodness. I just love Jasmine Crockett and her voice. Just the power that we have in our voices. Let's build a community that's fighting for justice, where every Black child can dream without limits, where every Black person can live with dignity, and where the sacrifices of our ancestors are never forgotten. We need to continue this legacy of excellence that we come from. Thank you for joining us in Talk Black and Give Back this month. And let's continue to honor the Black History Month all year, Black History Month all year long, by making history ourselves. Until next time, stay strong, stay united, and keep fighting for justice. And again, I do not own any rights to this music, but it resonates deeply with me and my spirit. So everyone, jam out with me. Let's just dance to a song. And until we meet again, be blessed.
Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say.